deeper underneath the earth. You've got other things in your mind, but I'm ignoring those things which you want God to confirm. I'm ignoring them because that's not what I came for. I came to unearth the root cause of your problem, and it is fear. That is the root cause. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Amen? Say, I shall not be afraid. Father, I pray in Jesus' name against the spirit of fear. I come against the spirit of fear, and I command it to cease its activity in this life. I pray in the name of Jesus that this fear be removed right now. Let it be removed right now. Ma'am, can I speak to you? Yes. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. God bless you. You are faithful in your heart. When you give yourself to something, you know, you are a very analytical person. Of course, you always analyze first and see whether it is worthy of your person. And then after that, you walk into it faithfully. And I see, when I looked at you, I see a pillar that is causing things to stand. You are a pillar in your family. People look up to you. There's some wisdom that God has placed in you. People call you and they ask you questions. I've got this problem. What advice can you give me? What counsel? It is because that's just you. That's the anointing that God has placed in you. You are a pillar. You make things stand. There are some people that if you're not there in their lives, they will literally crumble. That's the blessing that God has given. But listen to this now. From this day, from now, God is going to cause you to be elevated. I see promotion. I see promotion in every area of your life as a result of your faithfulness, as a result of your ability to sometimes even withstand pain, the pressure that comes, you are able to hold it. You are able to bear underneath it. Sometimes you feel like crushing, but because of the type of material that you are built on, you are made of, you are so strong, strong woman, very strong woman. And because of that, I see promotion. People are building their lives on you. They're building their lives on you because of the strength of your character. So I release now in the name of Jesus a new season in your life. The season where you shall begin to see the fruit of your labor. Where people are going to begin to speak and confess and say, if it were not for the things that you said on that day, I will not be here today. Where people are going to give you feedback over your contribution in their lives. Where people are going to begin to acknowledge you. Because you have not been celebrated in many cycles. In fact, I see before you came to this church, there was a church where you were. And you were sitting there and there was nothing. You were not used. You were just sitting there. And you were saying, but God, how can I? I've got this thing in me. I've got this thing in me. How come nothing is coming out? And I don't know you. It's my first time to meet you. But this is what God is showing me. I'm seeing promotion. I'm seeing elevation. Lord, let there be a lifting. Muka hayata. Let there be a lifting now. Let there be, that's the anointing. Let there be a lifting. 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 Harabusiatakasha. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. A new season. A new season. We announce it to you. We announce it to you. We announce it to you in Jesus' name. Ma'am, can I pray for you? Oh, wow. I didn't see the stretcher, but the Spirit of God said I should pray for her hip area going down. I didn't know that she walks with a stretcher. God is healing whatever is a problem in her body right now. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. God bless you. I want to just pray for you, for God to heal you. Father, thank you for this wonderful gift in our midst. Thank you, Father God, for this great woman. We pray for her healing now. We pray, Father God, that you restore even her health. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that even this arthritic spirit, that it ceases now in Jesus' name. I command a complete healing. Command you arthritis to go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Command complete healing. Who is she mothered to? She is mother to who? Come, sister. What is Mama suffering from? Arthritis. God showed me He's healing you of arthritis. It's healed. It's never going to come again. In Jesus' name. I work with a pool. Amen. I work with a pool. And right now, can I pray for my sister Nancy? Marabusia Hata Kiribi Sandama Shalaka Zoko Korama Satata Shetete. You know, yesterday as we were driving in the car, the Spirit of God began to talk to me and say to me, tell my servant, I have seen her work. I have seen her work. I have seen her work. And I asked and I said, Lord, what work is it? And he said, there are people that she has touched, she doesn't know about. There are people that she has provided for. There are orphans and widows that she has clothed. There are old men and old women in the village who are rejoicing because of her. And I said, and I heard the word Tabitha Dorcas. The Spirit of God, for such she is called in the spirit realm. Tabitha Dorcas. The one that nurtures, that gives, that takes care of, that protects. The lioness who will not allow the enemy to have her children, her household. She will stand and fight for what she loves. And I hear the Spirit of God saying to you that there is elevation also coming your way. There is promotion coming your way. There are things that God is going to do in the next 3 months. Next 3 months. Count. 3 months. Is all it's going to take. There's going to be a great turnaround. Your life and the life of your family will not be the same again. Amen. For the Spirit of God says, I've seen your work. And now He's going to empower these hands to do even more and to do greater, greater works. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, let the anointing for greater works begin to fall upon your servant now. And I pray, let it be in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for protection. For the enemy, oh God, is raising up hell against her. He's raising up hell against her mind. I come against that accident in the name of Jesus. I command it not to happen. It will almost, but it shall not. You will look at it and say, ah, it almost happened. But if it were not for today, it would have been fatal. But today, in the name of Jesus, I cancel it. I cancel it not only on you, but I cancel it on your family. I cancel it on your children. I cancel it on your husband. I cancel it on those that are called by your name. It shall not happen. I plead the blood of the Lamb over the vehicles, the aeroplanes, the trains, and whatever mode of transport you shall use. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Back up you Satan. Back up you devil. She's a woman of God. She's a servant of God. You shall have no room. You shall have no room. You shall have no room. Arya Bobusa Kataka. Come here, ma'am. You in black? Yes. Let me speak to you. The word of the Lord. Take some steps towards me. The Lord loves you a lot. Too much. He loves you too much. But He wants an audience with you. He wants a closet with you. He wants you to spend time with Him. In a closet, talking to Him, studying the Word, and feeding yourself. You know why? Because you are going to be overwhelmed by pressure of life if you don't have time to be with Him. Amen? It shall overwhelm you. It shall overwhelm you so much that you will not even have a place of escape. And you're going to be dependent on pills and these drugs to give you sanity. And even right now as I speak, it's happening. It's starting to happen. You always take these small little tablets and these small little things to help you sleep, to help you rest, to help you stay strong, to help you manage the day. Because there's just so much. You are overwhelmed. Like Martha. So much saving you are doing. But now God is going to refresh you in His presence. Would you please just get into His presence, I pray. Get into the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord. There is fullness of joy. There is pleasure evermore. Now I release an anointing in Jesus' name over your life. I cut that spirit of dependence over drugs. And I command it not to have any room in your life. No room in your life. There's somebody here, you've got sugar diabetes. Sugar diabetes, yes. Your sugar levels are not balancing properly. Are you here? Need to pray for you. Anybody? Praise God. But I know they are here somewhere. Somewhere. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, heal that person. Heal them. Heal them. Heal them in Jesus' name. Can I pray for you, Christy? Let me pray for you. God bless you. Lord, I pray for this young lady. I thank you for her life. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for her innocence and her desire to serve you. Lord, I pray. You are going to make your parents proud. It's always been your desire all your life to make them proud, look at you and smile at you and say, well done. And I'm seeing God doing something in you and through you that are going to make them feel so proud of you. So proud of you. So proud. Despite the things the enemy has sent your way, you shall stand victorious. You shall stand victorious. Because the rock of your salvation, His name is Jesus. He shall hold you in the palm of His hands. He shall cover you and protect you from the wiles of the devil. He shall cause you to rise up above the waters. He shall cause you to go through the fire. He shall cause strength to come in your bones. Ooh, that day is coming. Get ready for it. That day is coming. You shall stand proudly and watch the world celebrate you. Your day is coming. Stay pure, stay holy, stay submitted. Greater things are yet to happen in your life. Greater works are yet to happen in your life. I want to pray for you, all saints. Look at me. You can sit down, ladies. Thank you. I see some things that are coming and following somebody here. Generationally, it's something that happens generationally. We can trace it to your great-grandfather, your grandfather, your father, now you. It's a trend. It's following you. And I'm going to pray that it gets cut off today. Devil, you are a liar in the name of Jesus. Your work shall be cut off in the lives of your people, of God's people. Your work shall be cut off in the lives of God's people. You foul spirit, get back in Jesus' name. Get back in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you. You have no place, you have no place, you have no place. If you are here, come. Let me pray. Let me lay my hands on you. Generational thing. Generational thing. I cut off in Jesus' name. It shall never happen again. Yes, it shall never happen again. It shall never happen again. Not to you, not to you, not to you. Not to you, in the name of Jesus. I cut off. Every disconnection. I cut it off in Jesus' name. Disconnect you from the past. Disconnect you from generations from yesterday. Hey, Siabashata. Cut you off. God bless you. You're a wonderful woman. Where are your children? Okay, how many are there? Three. Okay. God bless them. God bless you. I'm going to pray for you all. Father, by the name and the power that is in the name of Jesus, I pray that there be a cutoff generationally. I cut off that generational curse from off your body, from off your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I take authority over it and I command it no more influence over you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare now a brand new day. A day without sorrow, without tears over this problem, over this calamity, over this generation and familiar spirit. I pray a season of God's abundance and grace in your life. Irakasata. In the name of Jesus, I bless these children. It shall not come on them. It shall not come on them. It shall not come on them. They are a new generation. They are a new breed. in Jesus' name, shall not come on them. Shall not come on them. Shall not come on them. Sister, God bless you. God bless you. Father, I release grace over her life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release the breakthrough power, the breakthrough anointing to come over her. I thank you. I thank you that you are healing her pain and her suffering and her tears and the things that you have gone through as a young girl in the hands of wicked people. Lord, I pray, bring restoration, bring healing, bring complete and wholeness. Let her tears be dried up, Lord. Let her tears be dried up. Let her tears be dried up. Let her tears be dried up. Only you can do it. Only you can do this. Only you can do this. Can I pray for you, First Lady? Thank you, Jesus. I'm seeing God beginning to use you in a mighty way. In a ministry of intercession. And God is going to use you in that ministry because you see things in the spirit and you're able to read in the atmosphere. And God is going to release that anointing in greater measure for you to be able to see. And when you are praying, you're going to be very specific. You're going to be hitting the nail on the head. You're going to be addressing issues as they are. And are going to be dealing with them in the realms of the spirit. And this is your first assignment. You need to pray for this church. You need to pray for the people of God in this house. Your prayers are going to hold this whole house together. As you pray, sometimes coming in here and speaking to these chairs, speaking to the people that are going to sit on these chairs, as you're coming in here and you're praying and you're praying, God will be causing things to happen. The minute they walk through that door into the sanctuary, things are going to begin to happen in their lives. There's a great authority in your mouth. A great authority in your mouth. In your prayer. Sometimes you even feel it. You feel like screaming because there's so much in there bottled up. So much in there put in and hidden. And God is going to blow it like a balloon. Boom! And when that happens, hell is in trouble because God is going to release fire. You're going to speak in the atmosphere. You're going to be speaking to things before they happen, canceling out things and building things and establishing things. There's an anointing, a greater measure that is being poured on you, poured on you, poured on you, poured on you, poured on you. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for this, your maid servant, daughter of Sarah. I pray, Father, that there be an increase, greater measure of the anointing in her life. Hey, Lord, I pray for strength and I pray for accuracy. I pray, Father God, for precision. Let her release a word in season. Let her, oh God, come even before you, God, to offer up sacrifices in the spirit realm. Things that are going to establish the lives of God's people. Oh, let the reign of God come. Let the reign of God come. Let the reign of God come. Let the reign come. Woo! Great anointing. Sister, come here. Yes. You. Yeah. Come. Thank you, Father. God bless you. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. I see the same anointing that is upon Mam Ruti on you. The anointing for fervency in prayer. The anointing for greater manifestations. It's the desire of your heart. You want to see God move in his house. I see something here. Hmm? I see a man of God laying hands on you. And then he prayed something. He prayed a certain prayer that touched your heart. Huh? I see him laying hands on you because of what you used to do to him and his first lady. I see you kneeling down and they are praying for you, praying over you, releasing you. And he says something from deep down of his spirit. But somehow that thing had not manifested. But I sense that God is releasing it now in this season in full measure. From today, watch your life, because something is about to happen. This month of September, it will not finish. It will not finish. This month of September, you count it with me. Something is happening in your life. Father, it's time. Lord, it is time. Thank you for that. That prayer that the man of God prayed as a result of what she did. It's time now. In Jesus' name. I don't sense any pull. So I think I'm going to give the mic to you, man of God, and trust God for a word again in the second service.
I just want to honor God for the bishop, for even allowing to come and obeying the Lord in speaking to this house. I am so humbled. I feel like, you know, he just flew all the way from Botswana because of me. And I don't know about you, but I feel so persuaded and so intrigued in my spirit that this was my service. Everything that he spoke, you know, I was just pointing it to me. Praise the Lord. And I think that's a benefit, you know, when we have the men of God coming from afar, because the Bible says that a word from a far country comes to satisfy the hunger and the thirst. And I
something that dropped in my spirit as I was sitting down. I have an anointing for financial breakthrough. Amen. That's what God has given me. And everywhere I go, I want to always make sure that I pass it on to other people. Amen. By the grace of God, we have built an awesome work in home, back home in Botswana. We are also building, we're in the midst of doing that. And there are some things that God is going to do, which I sense in my spirit very strongly. Heaven is going to open up literally over your lives. Hallelujah. This moment, because God works with atmospheres, is an atmosphere that has been created for you to step into the waters and see what's going to happen in your life. Now, some of you, you need financial breakthrough, serious financial breakthrough. I want you to believe God with me. I'm going to stand up here, and I'm going to say, by the anointing that has been given over this place, it's an atmosphere that's been created for a shift to happen financially in our lives. Several years ago, a similar anointing was created in our church when we were building our property. And man, God did something amazing. We were supposed to buy our property. We bought our property for $500,000 of our pullers. That's about 90,000 of your dollars. And the man wanted that money on a Monday. And that day was on a Wednesday when he told me. He says, by Monday next week, I need a down payment of that amount of money. If not, then it means I'm going to give it to other people. So I prayed to God between Wednesday and Saturday. And then on Sunday, I went before the church and said, this is what's going to happen. We are going to do this. And an atmosphere like this was created. And we collected 100,000 of our dollars, of our pula, sorry. And the Monday in the morning, we had raised up all of the down payment that was needed for us to sell, to get to buy that property. Now, something happened to the people that obeyed God. That window opened like, whew, and then after that it closed again. I never did it again for many, many, many years. And I feel that the same anointing is here right now. So I want you to begin to stretch forth, step out in faith, because God is about to do something great and big in your life. And I want you to take an envelope wherever you are, whatever you can. I'm going to believe God also. I'm going to give my own seed towards this atmosphere. Amen. Towards this atmosphere. Especially if you have people in your family that are not born again, that are not saved, or you have got situations in your life that are refusing to change. I want you to sow into that situation, sow into that moment. And I'm speaking to you now, prophetically. I don't know whether I'll ever come back again here. I don't know. God knows. But I'm just simply here to allow you, to give you an opportunity to change your world, even after a man is gone. Amen. I want us to take an offering. And it's something that I sensed in my spirit very strongly as I sat down there, that this is going to happen right now. You can write your checks to the church and everything else, but I think I'll need an envelope also. If you've got your cash, whatever, you can put it in there. And I'm going to stand up here, and I'm going to lay hands on you as you come and give your offering. I just sense that I need to impart this to you, that for those that want this anointing, very, very quickly, please, let's do this. Give it to me, son. Hold my mic. And stand next to me. He wanted to get away from me. Come back. He wants to get away from me as quickly as he can. But you and me are together. You are going to be my armor bearer for today. Stand here. Are you a tither? Yeah. You are going to start tithing from today. You tithe? Okay. You qualify. In the name of Jesus. The minute I lay my hands on you, there's going to be a release of financial flow. Amen. You are going to testify of what God has done and what God is doing. I want you to take out your best seed in cognizance and in faith of what you want to see God doing in your life. Hallelujah. Are you clear on that? Some of you have received a word. Give and sow towards that word. And say, that word in Jesus' name I declare, the enemy shall not steal it. The enemy shall not take advantage and steal it in any way. I'm going to pray for you and lay hands on you and release financial breakthrough in your life. Where is the oil? Is there oil here? Give me the oil. Hallelujah. For you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you, for you are, come and line up, you do miracles, I release the blessing, I release the financial breakthrough in your life, in the name of Jesus. There upon your servants, no Lord, like do it. Financial breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Upon your life. Ooh, my God. Shika bababa sataka. Shikata bababa saka. Ooh. Inama sataka la baba. Sidede sata. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, breakthrough. Financial breakthrough. Financial breakthrough. Financial breakthrough in Jesus' name. Lord, financial breakthrough. Financial breakthrough. Upon Nancy, financial breakthrough. Healing, you stand here, I'll pray for you. Are you guys a couple? Hold hands. Hold hands. Hold your hands together. Like this. Father, I pray for this couple.
There's no one else like you.
Lift your hands. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Cannot be by operation this one. The same problem that you faced on the first one wanted to happen on this one. The baby is not okay, standing okay. But I'm going to pray that the baby comes back to proper position. In the name of Jesus Christ. No more operation. Safe delivery. Safe delivery, God. Lord, I pray against that sudden attack. I pray that it shall not happen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for her safety, Lord. Protect her. Protect her. On that day, let the doctors be alert. Let the nurses be alert. Oh, my man, you are CCCT. There's a doctor who's supposed to attend you on that day and is going to decide to take a leave. But I cancel that leave in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Because if somebody else comes in place, they will mess you up. And I pray that doctor be there. It's done. It's done. God bless you. God bless you, son. Don't cry. Man of God, God bless you. Yes, it's your time. Thank you, Father God, for the anointing upon this lady's life. Lord, she's tired. She's tired. She's tired. She's tired. She wants you to come through. She's got nobody to tend to. She's got nobody to tend to but you. Now, Lord, do it for her. Do it for her. Do it for her. Do it for her. So that glory will come to your name. So that people will know there is a living God. So that the nations will know she worships the true God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Ibakata kasat. Rishokoyanda. Father, thank you. Thank you. It's a brand new day. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Peace. 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 I speak peace. Come. Yes. Are you a couple also? Hold your hands. Lord, I pray for this couple. Joseph. Who's Joseph? Hey? Who's Joseph? Do you know anybody, Joseph, in your family? Who's your manager? Your business, well, your boss manager at work. What's his name? Huh? What's his name? What do you do, ma'am? Hospital. Who's your manager? Your boss? Michelle. Okay. Michelle. I know there's a connection somewhere. Lord, I pray for this person called Joseph that you have appointed to meet with these people to bless them. I pray right now that, Father, let that door be opened. Joseph, I command you to come and meet these people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He's holding your blessing. When his name comes, know that this is your man. Amen. I release that in Jesus' name over your life. Ooh. There's such a great anointing. Work with your hands, sir. What do you do? Deliver. Okay. What do you do, ma'am? Medtech. Medicine. Okay. You work with your hands. Give me your hands. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that these hands bring life. Bring life. I bring blessing to these hands. Blessing to these hands. Do you receive the blessing of the Lord? Okay. Let them be blessed, oh God. Even that house that they want to build, Lord, I pray that they build it financially independent, debt free. Jesus' name. Do you want to build a house? Do you identify with that?
Buying a house.
You're buying a house. God bless you. Cash, debt free. God bless you. Okay. 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 Husband and wife, God bless you. I'm going to pray for favor. Whoever shall sit and have those documents in front of them, I pray, let them give favor to these names, these two names. Ooh, my God. I see a struggle in the spirit. I see an arguing in the boardroom. It's a round table. And people are discussing you and they're arguing. And they're arguing and they're arguing and they're arguing. And there's a fight. Now I'm praying that God comes down in that boardroom. And I'm praying that God comes down in that meeting. And He overrides the word of men and gives you favor. They shall not know why they are doing it, but they shall do it anyhow. That's your very blessing. That's the favor of God upon you. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray and I cast the spirit of fear out of this woman. And I pray for boldness. Pray for boldness. God is going to use you, display you in a greater measure. Be a sower in the kingdom. Let your seed speak for you. Your kingdom. She will bless your kingdom. Ah, Maka. Break everything that is following you. Break the spirit of poverty. You shall not be poor. Your children shall not be poor. You shall not suffer like you suffered when you were young. Your children shall not go hungry. No. You are blessed of God. You are blessed of God. Whatever happened in the past shall not happen in your future. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new season. Lord, do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. Come, Helen. Come, I bless you. Father, bless this lady abundantly in Jesus' name. Thank you for her heart. She has a sweet spirit. And I pray right now that, Lord, there is something that she wants from you. She has not told men, but I pray by the Spirit of God, give her the desires of her heart. She desperately wants this thing from you, and I pray, Lord, do it for her in a way that only you can do. Do it, Father. Do it, Father. Do it, Father. She's hungry. She's a builder of the kingdom. She's a supporter. This is what I hear God saying to you. Sow into the lives of men of God. Every man of God that you come in contact with, whenever you can, wherever you can, whatever you can. It's not the amount, it's the communication. You attract the anointing. That's how you are. You are like milk and flies. Wherever you are there, you attract the anointing. Hey? You are the woman I was preaching about. From today, make room. Make room. Greater things are in store for you. Greater things are in store for you. More than you have ever imagined, more than you have ever desired, more than you ever thought about. Greater things are in store for you. Greater things, greater, 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 greater things, they are in store for you. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into your mind what God has prepared for you. Get ready for it. It's a new season. It's for you also. And your children. Your son is not here. Okay. Father, we even pray for the son that is not here. Pray that you protect him. Pray that you cover him. Pray that you release the best of heaven towards him. In the name of Jesus, I pray for this family. Pray that you visit them and you stay and you dwell in their house. Pray that you cause those things that were hard to become easy. I pray that it becomes exactly what we prayed for today. When they see it happening, they shall say it was on that day that God caused the shift to come my way. Thank you, Father, for the heart of a servant. Whosoever shall be great among you must be your servant. Thank you that she's great among us because she serves us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Children. Oh, I remember you. Ah, yes, I do. And I remember him. He's grown tall now. Father, thank you for this wonderful family. Ooh. Thank you for the legacy. Thank you for the legacy. Thank you for the legacy. Thank you for the servant of God. Thank you for his life. Thank you that he's a blessing to these people. He's a blessing to this community. Man of God, I see a new season coming your way. It's a season of what you've been doing is you've been doing foundation. But I see your ministry shifting. And I hear God saying to me, teach my people, teach my people, teach my people, teach my people. There's a certain wave, an anointing and a grace for teaching that's going to come your way. Where you shall be standing there just teaching. Teaching the word. It might not look like yielding results at first, but it's through that, that bit by bit, you're going to see change and transformation coming in the lives. I literally see, like, we're in a dark room, and every time when you stand there, a little light comes. Every time you stand there, a little light comes. Every time you stand there, a little light, until the room is bright. That's what I'm seeing for you. And I'm seeing a shifting happening in your ministry. I see you raising sons. I see you raising sons. Spend time with people. Teach them. Encourage them. Motivate them. Take them out for lunch and talk to them about God. Bring them to your house. Talk to them about Jesus. Raise up sons who are going to have your heart, your mind, and your vision. Raise them up. Raise them up. Allow them to make mistakes. Correct them. I pray for a heart of a father to come your way. Heart of a father. It's got nothing to do with age. It's the anointing and the spirit of it. I pray right now the anointing of a father. They shall not call you brother anymore. They shall call you father. It's time. In the name of Jesus. Arise and manifest the power of God. The power to change the heart of men. In Jesus' name. Bless this family, Lord. Bless this family.
Well, I want to call Evangelist Noel so that we can dedicate our even as you all know that we've been praying for the Kenyan mission, and a time has come for us to go and adjudicate what we've been praying for. So I'd like all of us to arise. We're going to stretch our hands to our sister as she goes to represent us in that mission. It begins on the 1st of October to the 4th of October. And I just want to give actually some money as I'm still receiving some money for the mission. So if you pledged to give the monies, please make sure that you give those monies today, because we really, really need that money so that we can buy some of the items that are going to be required in Kenya. And just before we pray for her, I'm going to give her maybe a minute to just say something. And then we are going to dedicate her unto the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. I want to most sincerely thank all of you for your contributions, for your prayers, for standing with us, for believing that this is possible. On Sunday, we were able to raise $3,742.75. I leave for Kenya on Wednesday. And continue praying with me and believing God with me for what he has on the ground. Cover me with your prayers. I need that. Pray for the presence of God. We need that. And may the Lord bless you.
I want all of us to arise. And I'm going to request the man of God to come and dedicate our evangelist, even as she goes to represent the mission in Kenya. In the name of Jesus, as we touch the hearts of the lives of people up there, in Jesus' name.
Father, we are so humble today, this afternoon, to be able to stand in your presence and lift up your maid servant as she leaves for Kenya to do the mandate of the kingdom. Yes. She's being sent, Lord, as on assignment from heaven. Lord, you said in your word that wherever you go, I shall be with you. I shall not leave you nor forsake you. I shall be with you as you go. So God, I pray that as she steps, O God, even into the soil of that nation, let that soil receive her. Let that soil, O God, be able to be fruitful for her sake. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, even the work that you have assigned for her, Lord, I pray that it will happen with an open window from heavens.
Yes.
That, Lord, nothing will be a stumbling block. I pray against those authorities that will try to stop this work.
Yes, Lord.
Father, those authorities that will want to be bribed, I cancel that.
Yes, my God.
It is not the work of God.
Yes.
And I pray, let her have an access. I pray for access. Father, that you are going to accompany your word with signs and wonders. Testimony shall come forth about the work that she's going to do, about how lives have been changed, about young orphans and widows,
yes, Lord,
and people, Father God, that were hopeless. She will put a smile on their faces.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that it becomes such.
Yes, my God.
Thank you for the saints of God in this church, in Empowerment Christian Center.
Yes.
Whatsoever life shall be touched in Kenya, the smiles that they shall be having on their faces,
yes,
thank you right now that as they smile,
yes,
God, you shall cause every trouble that they are facing here in Dallas, Texas, to be removed. In the name of Jesus. For they have taken care of your people. Now, Lord, take care of their business. Each and every one of them. May the Lord be with you. Comfort you. Anoint you. Strengthen you. And protect you. Until you come back. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to remind you, by the way, do we have any visitors today? This is your very first time to be with us. Please, can you stand on your feet? We'd like to recognize you. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Where's Pastor Francis? Stand on your own. Is there anybody else? Would like you to know you.
Praise the Lord so much. My name's Helen Vabraska. I am from Uganda, but I fellowship at Fellowship of the Parks in Fort Worth. God bless you so much.
Thank you so much, our sister. Our pastor will give you a card just to give us your information so that we can communicate with you, tell you what you're doing, and maybe when you have special meetings, we'll communicate with you, and then you can come and visit us again. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many of you would love for Bishop McDonald to come back here to us? Amen. Praise be to God. I'm talking to him, and I think in the month of March, he'll be coming to the States, and we're still talking, and we'll see whether we'll put together a mini conference so that we can come and bask in the presence of the Lord. Amen. You can turn your attention to the screens up there. We had a powerful Kesha. We were here praying from 8 in the night to 1 in the morning, about 1:30, and many of you responded. They came, and we were just crying out before the face of the Lord. And the next time we're going to have it, it's going to be at the end of the last Friday of next month. Plan about it. We'll remind you. Let us come in the presence of the Lord. There's nothing that we can achieve if we don't connect ourselves with our God. And God is moving. Be committed somewhere. Be connected somewhere. If you're a woman, be committed to the women's ministry. Whenever they have a meeting, like they had a wonderful meeting at yesterday, Sister Wanja's house. But next time they have a meeting, be involved. Amen. We're having a couples meeting every second Saturday. Like we are going to have a couples meeting the second Saturday of next month. Whenever we announce that, just come and be with the group that relate to you, because we can never make it. God, we don't want to be lone rangers, but we want to be connected with people so that we can all grow together as a team. Praise the Lord. Amen. On Wednesday, we meet here for prayer meeting. between the hours of 6 and 8. If you have an opportunity, you can come and let us pray together. Thursday, it has been a blast. We are studying about the Holy Spirit, and we've been having a blast, a wonderful time. The Bible study normally consists of a coordinator who is our brother Sam, and we interact, we reason together even as we come for the Bible study. So come. Good things are happening in that classrooms. We are learning new things, and we are being edified even by the word of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Shall we all stand and conclude this meeting? Amen. Oh, and by the way, Evangelist Hilda is going to have her meeting today at beginning at 4, and our Bishop McDonald's will be preaching at that meeting. So please, you're invited to come. Let us support the ministry of Mercy Ministries. So whenever, if you have an opportunity, go grab some lunch and come, and let us again bask in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Lift up your right hand before the Lord even as we pray. Our Father, we thank you. We are grateful, Lord, even for honoring us with your presence. We thank you, Father, even for your word that has gone forth, my God. I thank you because you have instructed us on many things, taught us about the woman, the Shunammite woman, oh God. I thank you, Father, because she preserved a room for the man of God. She was tired of a visitation, and she desired to have a habitation. Father, I pray that, God, even as we in receipt of this word, I pray that we shall create a habitation, a room, so that you can come and inhabit us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we need that word to inhabit us. We need your presence to inhabit us, O God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that this word will settle in a fertile ground in the name of Jesus. And dear Lord, as we get out of these doors here this afternoon, I want to declare your blessings over your people. Father, you shall bless the works of our hands in the name of the Lord. I declare that there will be favor this week in the name of Jesus. There will be answers to questions that we have this week. Divine connections, God, will come by us, O Lord. I pray that the anointing that attracts money and finances, God, let it be with us in the name of Jesus. I cancel any assaults of the enemy, anything that is mooted from the kingdom of heaven to be directed towards your children. Lord, I cancel and dismantle in the name of Jesus. Lord, I put a spiritual covering over every head here tonight in the name of Jesus, that even as they go about their routine things, oh God, I pray that they will incorporate the routine of God in their lives, so that, Father, you shall remember what they do for you. Lord, I pray that you shall come through for every endeavor that they have in the name of Jesus. Lord, they will hold your presence so fast in their lives in the name this week. Father God, I pray that you cause them to create, you cause them, Lord, even to seize the opportunities that you will grant to them, even to share the gospel of Jesus Christ even to their peers in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that this week will not go by, Lord, before we make a difference in somebody's life in the name of Jesus. Come through for us, Lord, in every of our aspirations in the name of Jesus. I speak a blessing of our families, of our children, Lord, as they go to school, Lord. I pray that they will top up the list, Lord. They will grasp the lessons, my God, that is being taught to them in the name of Jesus. Open up their minds, oh Father, to absorb everything that is being taught to them. Lord, I pray above all that they'll have a positive influence in the community and in their society in the name of Jesus. Father, go out before us, oh Lord. If you can go out before us, my God, we cannot go, because only you shall provide for us. Only you can protect us. Only you can give us the best knowledge that we need in this very life, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. May you guide and may you protect. May you be the lifter of our heads. Be our defender. In the midst of our adversaries, you shall defend us. You shall protect us. You shall confound our enemies in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray that, Father, it shall be so for this your children. Thank you, Heavenly Father. God, I pray for the zeal of the house, Lord, to inhabit our hearts, my God, even as we heard the word of God here this afternoon. I pray, Father, that the zeal of the house of God, yes, shall top up our priorities this week in the name of Jesus. We shall be asking, what can I do in the house of God? What can I do to serve the people of God? What can I do even to serve the Lord even as I leave? I thank you, Father, because we must do the works of the Lord while it is still day, for night cometh when we can do no more. We thank you, Father, and we bless you. Oh,
all the glory return to you for what you have done here this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, even for the ministry of the servant of God. We just want to commit his life unto you. I pray that even as he moves about in America proclaiming the word of God, oh Father, I pray that the angelic servants, Father, shall protect him in the name of Jesus. As he flies, Lord, in the air, oh God, you shall grant him safety. Lord, I pray that the words of his mouth, Father, shall come like a dynamite, that when it lands into the hearts of people, it shall create revelation knowledge, oh God. They'll be able to perceive things that they didn't see before in the name of Jesus. Bless his church in Botswana. Bless the congregation. Bless the projects that he has in Botswana in the name of Jesus, that he will be a beacon, a giant of faith in that country, oh Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Move in his midst in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I bless you, Lord. Be with us, God, and may you encamp round about each and every one of us with the precious blood of the Lamb. All these things we pray, believing and trusting in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Everybody said amen. Amen. I would like you now to turn to your neighbor as we bid each other the words of the grace. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. You have a great week. God bless you. And let us meet together here on Wednesday, Thursday, and on Sunday to some of you. And also on the outreach on Saturday at 11. God bless you.